Good morning. 6:19 on July 3rd, second day of class. I've already lost one of the four, so I'm down to three paid plus one incomplete. Starting to get pushback on technology already, which is amusing. But the posts are coming up nicely. I've got one person who hasn't posted anything yet. I've got three of the four have posted. Two of the three have posted something. I have to go back and look. One of them has a blog, but no posts on it when I looked, so it wouldn't subscribe. I have to go see if I can find it, make sure I actually have it. Yesterday I crossed the 70,000 word mark on the next draft of Xiphurious Call, the merging together of the two streams seems to be going pretty well. I'm not getting quite as much out of my secondary character as I had hoped, but I suspect that that might happen later when I do book three. And it may just be that I decide this wasn't such a great idea after all. Writer out. Oh, there's a dog. Actually, there's several dogs. There's dogs everywhere here this morning. So, tomorrow's the 4th of July. I've got to get to the grocery store and get something to grill for the girls for dinner. I'll be having grilled tilapia tonight, I think. It's a lot of fish that have to get eaten up. I need to see if I can find some fresh peas. Oh, hush. See if I can find some fresh peas for the 4th. The diet is going along nicely. I've managed to keep my food diary up to date. If it doesn't go in the diary, it doesn't go on my mouth, which is good discipline for not grazing, just something that's kind of important. And the food tracker it's a lot of fun. I actually was remarking yesterday just how much fun it was to see, okay, well, I need some more in this category. I'm hungry now, what can I eat? And it's like, okay, I'm not getting enough dairy. So my little glass of chocolate milk at night is a nice treat and helps to fill in some of the missing nutrients. I'm probably not going to have peanut butter toast for breakfast this morning. I suspect I may wind up with one of the prepared cereals today with some milk. I haven't made up my mind. I ran out of raisin bread, which is why. I do have whole wheat toast. I can make whole wheat toast peanut butter. That would actually be somewhat better. I also made salsa yesterday with fresh tomatoes and celery and onions, one jalapeno, and just a little, maybe a quarter teaspoon of chili mole powder. mile, just to southwestern it up a bit. I mixed it in a big wooden salad bowl and put it in a glass bowl to chill overnight. I'll have that for lunch today along with the tortilla and refried beans. The beans are a bit problematic because they have too much salt. But salt isn't really one of my problems. Although I do try to be careful of it. Yesterday I went over in salt. Actually, I think I went over the day before too. But we're talking like 10 milligrams over out of 1,500. So it's not too bad. Tuesday, a few more days and I'll be able to weigh in officially again. And my unofficial weigh-ins are, because I weigh in every morning to get in the habit so I don't forget on Saturday. And so far I've been dropping some fraction of a pound every day. First day I dropped a lot, second day I dropped a little less. Yesterday I didn't drop quite so much at all. But yesterday I also drank a lot of water. So that coupled with the sodium probably means I'm retaining a little more water, which is probably good because normally, because I drink so much coffee, normally I'm fairly dehydrated. And getting more water into me is probably an excellent health benefit. I'm sure my kidneys thank me. So what else am I thinking about? Between the class and the book and the diet, it's pretty full. There's not a lot I can say about much of it. I'm really liking the way the book is unfolding. I like the pace of it better with the new front end. We get into the exciting bits near the end of the book rather than what looked like the middle of the book before. And so I think it's going to come to its conclusion just in time for the big ending. An ambitious fellow. It's probably what I should do. He's walking back from the grocery store with a couple of bags of groceries. It's probably what I should do is make my walk down to the grocery store and back rather than just around the block. Put the exercise to use. Oh, yes indeed, yes indeed. here at the western end of the Eastern Reach, looking down the barrel of the long, long road here. I wonder how long this one straight stretch is. Some days it seems like forever. Particularly in the cold and the dark, the rain. Still a lot of smoke around, and I heard that the fire over in Boulder isn't actually under control yet. That's still burning. The fire up in Hyde Park, I believe, is still burning. And I'm pretty certain that the one down in Colorado Springs is still burning. So the ante keeps going up with more fires lasting longer, taking a toll on the firefighters. And we've got 4th of July coming with lots of fireworks. I don't know if we're going to go to the fireworks this year or not. My wife loves to go. I hate to go. Now, the reason that they love to go is that they like the fireworks. It's fun. They can go and they can sit on the lawn and they can ooh and they ah for 15 minutes. 20 minutes maybe. And then I'm the one who has to fight the traffic to leave. To get out. To get home. And I hate that part. I don't mind the fireworks. The fireworks are cool. I got a little spoiled because I was in Montreal the summer they had the International Fireworks Festival. And this is a judged competition. And teams from around the world came to Halifax to put on their pyrotechnic displays. And there were like three of them while I was there, like every other night or so. And they took place on a barge out in the middle of St. Lawrence River. And so everybody in the city could see them. And they were out, they were high, they were wonderful. So it's not quite the same here in Greeley, where the Stampede has fireworks display every night after their concerts. And the Country Club puts on the big display on the west end of town every year, 4th of July. Sprinkler. I got sprinkled. Oh, okay. Two-thirds of the way along. Another block or so to go here, and then I can turn north, count down across the top of the park. Ah, it's already too muggy. It's too hot. There's a little coolness to the air, but it's already too warm. Of course, I'm exercising, I'm walking, and walking right along too. I'm supposed to mow the lawn today, but I don't see that happening. I just don't have the oomph. I am supposed to talk to the dietitian today, though. That would be cool. Get some ideas about vegetables. Oh, I did get a brainstorm about how to get vegetable for breakfast, other than trying to cram an omelet with green beans or something, which actually isn't a bad idea. But the V8 juice should provide some this morning. Looking forward to that. Let's see how that works out. See what the dietitian has to say about that this afternoon. Assuming that they actually call when they say they will. I'm not 100% sure that they're going to. Some interesting clouds. And the horizon is once more painted with smoke. It's pretty shocking. And the reality is that it's part of the normal cycle out here. It's one of the difficulties that Forestry Service is having with the people who are moving into and closer to Bureau of Land Management land. And that's that periodic forest fires are required for the health of the forest. They haven't happened anywhere near the regularity that nature would indicate they should. As a result, there's vast reaches of forest land that haven't been burned in 50 years. That normally get burned every 10 or 20. That burning helps, particularly with some of the pines that require the fires to crack the seeds. So that the new trees, I think it's the ponderosa pines, so that they can grow. Without the fires, there's no pines. Beautiful this morning, though. High summer. You know it's going to be a hot day. The heat isn't pounding yet. Will be soon. Everything is lush and green. Some of the grasses have popped their seed heads already. They'll start turning brown, probably. Not brown like my lawn, but brown like extended grass. I did put out ant baits yesterday. I think I mentioned that we seem to have our annual infestation of sugar ants, water ants, whatever they are, the little tiny, tiny ones. So I got out ant baits. Oh, and I got a new tea kettle yesterday too. I need to order tea now. I had a cup of tea yesterday. It was delightful. I need some more because I don't have enough. I don't think I've got enough tea to make a whole pot even. Might have enough to make another cup today. We'll have to see. At any rate, here's my 2 miles. I'm at the back gate. This should have been 800 miles that I have completed since I've started this walk, as I do periodically. Thank you for coming along with me, for giving me that little added incentive to get out every day. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and I will talk to you then.